I would be grateful if you'd let me know whether you will commission a study on the health impacts of prolonged exposure to damp and mould in homes impacted by defective concrete.
Minister.
As we know that living with mould and damp can have a profound impact on people's health and well-being, and they are known to cause respiratory illnesses, impact, it also can affect your mental health. So children and other vulnerable people often feel these effects more than most. But the government does recognise the difficulty and the painful situation that many families are in and is working to address the root cause through the defective concrete blocks grant scheme. So we are very mindful of that. So these schemes provide financial support to those in designated counties whose homes have been damaged by the use of defective concrete blocks during construction. So families can face, we know, we understand financial hardship in some cases, may have to leave their homes. So we are very much aware of this, and we understandably we can see the level, and there is a huge level of stress and anxiety. So to support those effects, where the enhanced mental health supports have been introduced. So I don't know if you're aware of these, Deputy, but they're really important. So these have been introduced to the Enhanced Effective Concrete Blocks Grant Scheme. It's through our mental health services, and it's called My Mind, which provide free counselling, psychotherapy and psychological support. So at the moment, approximately 450 appointments are offered each year, along with group sessions and workshops. Children's Health Ireland, respiratory, cystic fibrosis and sleep teams continue to provide essential care for children affected by respiratory conditions. So given the well-established health impacts of mould and damp, a further study is not going to be needed, Deputy. Our priority is to deliver direct practical support to those living with the consequences of defective concrete blocks. Thank you.
Deputy.
You, some urgent cases in Donegal involve individuals with serious conditions living in unsafe homes, defective homes, and I've written to you previously regarding these. Their health, their dignity, their daily lives are at constant risk. Their families, these are real families, not stats. And unfortunately, the only response from the Housing Department was a generic letter offering practically no support. And I want to commend your leadership, particularly the leadership that the Minister showed with the letter Kenny Hubb. And these cases are an opportunity for, as a government and the Health Department, to lead again. And we need help. We need urgent cases fast-tracked so that people are stuck in homes with like their health is failing and they're ageing, but they need to be prioritised. And at the moment, there's no steps. So can the department take anything from this and help them? Because they're actually running out of time in their lives and they need all the help they can get, and there's no priority list for them.
Minister.
Thank you very much, and absolutely, Deputy, working with my colleague, Minister Mary Butler, we will absolutely come back to you on that and see what we can do. But I will say, for me, as Minister, working with Minister Karen McNeill, a public health approach to this issue has to address the underlying cause of ill health. So the best way for us to help those affected by mould and damp in their homes with defective concrete is to address the housing directly. And that is a priority. I have been speaking to Minister James Brown about this too. We need to move on this urgently. And as you're probably aware, that the scheme has recently been extended. And I know that it is going, it's in other counties around the country. And the amount available now to homeowners was increased by 10%. So it has now gone to 462,000. So look, we need to do more. I understand. I know families myself. I see the stress and the anxiety. But I'll definitely be working within the different departments to, as you said, the priorities there that need to be done. And thank you for this.
Minister, I have a constituent with a severe reduction in her lung capacity. Her doctors are deeply concerned about this. The effects of the prolonged exposure to damp and mould in her defective home has shortened her life. There's no way, doubt about it. Each day this constituent remains in her home, her health is deteriorating. She is also suffering with dementia and has a heart condition. I have terminally ill patients and a mother who is a nurse who's terminally ill, stage 4 cancer, who wants her house rebuilt before she dies for her 4 kids. That's serious. And I would like the Minister for Health to prepare to at least go to and put something in place for these people to make sure there's a priority. And I think it's priority that we need to make sure that we get this done for them, because that mother that came to me will not be here next Christmas. 4 kids. And it's important that we look at this in a humane way and try and get it done. Just Whatever we have to do, get it done. Because it's not just her and her husband. There's four young children. And as their representative, I take it seriously. And I think that we need to make sure we put urgency in place. Thank you.
Minister?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, Deputy, I want to thank you because I do understand that people who are living with defective concrete in their homes will experience real challenges. And there is. You see it. Families are really affected by this. So that is why we, within our own departments, are working together, particularly to get the funding to get this done. The scheme is a major commitment by the state to help impacted homeowners to move on with their lives. So we have to make sure that the families that need the counselling or support get that, but also there is a commitment given from the government, and we know that mould and damp can have a huge impact on people's health and their well-being. So again, I will absolutely work with you on that and prioritise. I will definitely go back to Minister Mary Butler as well within her remit and myself, and we'll talk to Minister James Brown because it is different departments. But I want to thank you for highlighting this. It's really important and serious issue today. Thank you.